My name is Sarah O'Donnell, and I live just basically about a mile from Doon Rock in Tearman. And I suppose being an O'Donnell, I have quite a connection with the Rock. My family have been involved in the O'Donnell Clan Association since the beginning back in the 80s, and we've always been brought up to respect our heritage and to know where we came from as such. So Doon Rock is, I suppose, is very special to my heart because it was the inauguration site of the O'Donnell chieftains. And it was the inauguration site from 1200 to 1603 AD. And there were 25 chieftains in total that were inaugurated there. So the first chieftain that was inaugurated was Enahan in 1200 AD. And then the last inauguration, they say, was Neil Gar of O'Donnell in 1603, but that's to be disputed. Some say that he actually more or less inaugurated himself, and it didn't actually bring him any luck because he ended up dying in the Tower of London. The Flight of the Heirs then, I suppose, in 1607 was really the death knell that led to the end of the rule of the Gaelic chieftains. Now, when it came to selecting a chieftain, it was under a very strict set of conditions. So first of all, permission and advice had to be sought from the nobles of the clan, both the ecclesiastical and the lay nobles. And then those that were eligible for selection had to be from the bloodline of the original conqueror or an inquirer of the territory. Selection was confined to the Deir Fingha, which was a specific family group that spanned about four generations. And also then this successful candidate had to be free from blemish and had to be of a fit age to lead his people. So I suppose that meant in case he needed to lead them into battle of any kind. So there were actually two aspects of the inauguration. So there was a religious ceremony and then there was a civil ceremony. And the religious ceremony would have always taken place at the Abbey in Kilmacrenan, a connection to St. Columb Kill, who founded a friary there. And then later the O'Donnells actually built a new abbey there in Kilmacrenan. The religious ceremony was conducted always by the Bishop of Derry and then the Abbot of Kilmacrenan, who was always an O'Friel, and the O'Friel was always the inaugurator at the ceremony. The civil ceremony then was a different affair. It was much more elaborate and it took place on top of the Rock of Doon and in the presence of all the clansfolk. So the ceremony would begin with the chosen candidate removing his footwear, and he would then stand on the imprint of the feet of the first O'Donnell chieftain, which was sort of carved into the inauguration stone. Unfortunately, the inauguration stone is no longer in existence. It went missing a long time ago and never turned up again. So after that, the laws and the customs of the clan would be read aloud by the Uluf or the poet, and an oath would then be administered that all these ancient practices would be adhered to and would be preserved. And then after this was done, the candidate would then set aside his sword and he was then presented with a straight white rod known as an slat dan. So this rod would symbolise purity, and it also indicated that his people would be obedient to him, and that in that way no other weapon would ever be required to command them. So the sub chief would then replace one of the ruler-elect sandals as a token of submission, and then the other sandal was thrown over his shoulder for luck. And just thinking back to Neil Gar of O'Donnell, he wouldn't have gone through any of that ritual, so obviously he didn't have much luck. So just to give you an idea of the oath that was administered, it would have been something like this here. So it's, "Receive, sire, the auspicious ensign of your dignity, and remember to imitate in your government the whiteness, straightness, and unknottiness of this rod, to the end that no evil tongue may find cause to asperse the candour of your actions with blackness, nor any kind of corruption or tie of friendship be able to pervert your justice. Therefore, in a lucky hour, take the government of this people to exercise the power given you with freedom and security. So that was the oath that that was read out. And then once the new chieftain then was inaugurated, the Ofril or the inaugurator, he would shout O'Donnell from the top of the rock. And after that, sub-chiefs only would shout O'Donnell once. It was only shouted once. And that would carry on down then through the ranks, through the whole crowd, until at the very end, the whole crowd would just once shout O'Donnell. Because I suppose he was never, I don't know if he was ever referred to as chieftain, he was always referred to as the O'Donnell or the O'Donnell. And only the higher ranking nobles of the clan went to the top of the rock while everyone else would have gathered around the base. So I suppose Wildoon Rock is also has the Holy Well up there, and hundreds of people have been going to it for generations. For me, it's the fact that it was inauguration site of the O'Donnell chieftains that makes it so special.